The Cambridge History of Africa by John Fage. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Cambridge History of Africa is a comprehensive and authoritative survey of African history from the earliest times to the present day. Written by John Fage, the book is divided into 8 volumes, each of which covers a different period of African history. The first volume covers the prehistory of Africa, from the earliest human settlements to the emergence of the first civilizations. It examines the development of African societies, their political and economic systems, and their cultural and religious beliefs. The second volume covers the period from the rise of the great African empires to the end of the 19th century. It looks at the impact of the slave trade, the expansion of European colonialism, and the emergence of African nationalism. The third volume covers the period from the beginning of the 20th century to the end of the Second World War. It examines the impact of the two world wars on African societies, the emergence of independent African states, and the struggle for decolonization. The fourth volume covers the period from the end of the Second World War to the present day. It looks at the emergence of new African states, the struggle for economic development, and the rise of African nationalism. The fifth volume covers the history of African art, literature, and music. It examines the development of African art, literature, and music from the earliest times to the present day. The sixth volume covers the history of African religions, from traditional African beliefs to the emergence of Christianity and Islam. The seventh volume covers the history of African science and technology, from the earliest times to the present day. The eighth volume covers the history of African diasporas, from the slave trade to the present day. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in African history. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Prehistoric Africa. Africa has a long and complex history, with evidence of human activity dating back millions of years. The earliest inhabitants of the continent were hunter-gatherers, and the development of agriculture and the domestication of animals marked the beginning of the Neolithic period. Africa has a long and complex history, with evidence of human activity dating back millions of years. The earliest inhabitants of the continent were hunter-gatherers, and the development of agriculture and the domestication of animals marked the beginning of the Neolithic period. This period saw the emergence of the first civilizations in Africa, such as the Nok culture in Nigeria and the Aksumite Empire in Ethiopia. These civilizations were followed by the rise of powerful kingdoms such as the Ghana Empire, the Mali Empire, and the Songhai Empire. These empires were responsible for the spread of Islam and the development of trade networks across the continent. The period of European colonization of Africa began in the late 19th century, and it had a profound impact on the continent. European powers carved up the continent into colonies, and they imposed their own systems of government and economy. This period also saw the displacement of many African peoples, as well as the introduction of new diseases and technologies. After World War II, the process of decolonization began, and many African countries gained their independence in the 1960s and 1970s. Today, Africa is a diverse continent with a population of over 1 billion people. It is home to a wide variety of cultures, languages, and religions, and it is a major player in the global economy. Despite its long history, Africa is still a relatively young continent, and its future is yet to be determined. Main idea number 2. Ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt was one of the most powerful and influential civilizations in the ancient world. It was a major center of learning and culture, and its influence extended far beyond its borders. Its legacy can still be seen in the architecture, art, and literature of the region. Ancient Egypt was one of the most powerful and influential civilizations in the ancient world. It was a major center of learning and culture, and its influence extended far beyond its borders. Its legacy can still be seen in the architecture, art, and literature of the region. Ancient Egyptian architecture was characterized by its grandeur and sophistication, with its monumental temples, pyramids, and obelisks. The art of ancient Egypt was highly stylized and symbolic, and its literature was rich in mythology and religious texts. Ancient Egypt was also a major center of trade and commerce, and its influence was felt in the Mediterranean and beyond. Its culture and religion had a profound impact on the development of the region, and its legacy can still be seen in the modern world. The ancient Egyptians were also renowned for their advances in science and technology. They developed a complex system of mathematics, and their knowledge of astronomy and medicine was far ahead of its time. They also developed a writing system, which was used to record their history and literature. Ancient Egypt was a major center of learning, and its scholars were renowned for their knowledge and wisdom. Its legacy can still be seen in the modern world, with its influence still being felt in many aspects of life. Main idea number 3. The Pharaonic period. The Pharaonic period was a time of great prosperity and power for Egypt. It was a period of great technological advances, and the Egyptians developed a complex system of writing, mathematics, and astronomy. The Pharaonic period was a time of great prosperity and power for Egypt. It was a period of great technological advances, and the Egyptians developed a complex system of writing, mathematics, and astronomy. This period saw the emergence of the first great Egyptian civilization, which was characterized by monumental architecture, a strong central government, and a complex bureaucracy. The Egyptians also developed a sophisticated system of irrigation and agriculture, which allowed them to produce a surplus of food and other goods. This period also saw the emergence of the first great Egyptian religion, which was based on the worship of the gods and goddesses of the Egyptian pantheon. The Egyptians also developed a complex system of law and justice, which was based on the concept of Maat, or truth and justice. The Pharaonic period was also a time of great cultural and artistic achievement. The Egyptians developed a rich and varied artistic tradition, which included painting, sculpture, and architecture. They also developed a complex system of music and dance, which was used to celebrate religious festivals and other important events. The Egyptians also developed a complex system of literature, which included stories, poems, and plays. This period also saw the emergence of the first great Egyptian literature, which was written in hieroglyphics and was used to record the history and culture of the Egyptians. The Pharaonic period was a time of great political and military power for Egypt. The Egyptians developed a powerful army and navy, which allowed them to expand their empire and to protect their borders. The Egyptians also developed a complex system of government, which was based on the concept of divine kingship. This period also saw the emergence of the first great Egyptian empire, which was ruled by a series of powerful pharaohs. Main idea number 4. The Kushite Kingdom. The Kushite Kingdom was an ancient African civilization that flourished in the region of modern-day Sudan. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Egyptian Empire. The Kushite Kingdom was an ancient African civilization that flourished in the region of modern-day Sudan. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Egyptian Empire. The kingdom was founded by the Kushites, a people of Nubian origin, who had migrated from the Upper Nile region. The Kushites established their capital at Napata, near the fourth cataract of the Nile. From there, they extended their rule over much of the Nile Valley, from the first cataract in the south to the Mediterranean in the north. The Kushite kingdom was a powerful and prosperous state. It was a major trading center, with goods from the Mediterranean, Arabia, and India being traded in its markets. The kingdom was also a major producer of gold, ivory, and other luxury goods. The Kushites were also known for their military prowess, and they were able to resist the expansion of the Egyptian Empire. The Kushite kingdom was eventually conquered by the Assyrians in the 7th century BC. However, the Kushites were able to maintain their culture and traditions, and their influence can still be seen in the region today. The Kushite kingdom was an important part of African history, and its legacy continues to be felt in the region. Main idea number 5. The Aksumite Empire. The Aksumite Empire was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Ethiopia. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Roman Empire. The Aksumite Empire was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Ethiopia. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Roman Empire. The Aksumite Empire was founded in the 1st century AD and lasted until the 10th century. It was a major trading power in the region, controlling the trade routes between the Mediterranean and the Indian Ocean. The Aksumites were also known for their advanced architecture, which included the construction of large stone monuments and palaces. They were also known for their religious practices, which included the worship of a single god, the sun god, and the veneration of the Ark of the Covenant. The Aksumite Empire was a powerful political and military force in the region. It was able to expand its territory and influence by conquering neighboring kingdoms. It was also able to resist the expansion of the Roman Empire, which attempted to conquer the region in the 4th century AD. The Aksumites were also able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire, which attempted to conquer the region in the 7th century AD. The Aksumite Empire was a major cultural and religious center in the region. It was home to a number of religious cults and sects, including Christianity, Judaism, and Manichaeism. The Aksumites were also known for their advanced writing system, which was based on the Greek alphabet. The Aksumite Empire was eventually conquered by the Islamic Empire in the 10th century, but its legacy lives on in the region today. Main idea number 6. The Bantu migrations. The Bantu migrations were a series of migrations of Bantu-speaking peoples from the region of modern-day Nigeria and Cameroon to the rest of Africa. These migrations had a major impact on the development of African societies. The Bantu migrations were a series of migrations of Bantu-speaking peoples from the region of modern-day Nigeria and Cameroon to the rest of Africa. These migrations began around 1000 BCE and continued until the 19th century. During this period, the Bantu-speaking peoples spread across much of sub-Saharan Africa, bringing with them their language, culture, and technology. The migrations had a major impact on the development of African societies, as the Bantu-speaking peoples interacted with and assimilated the indigenous populations they encountered. This process of cultural exchange and assimilation resulted in the emergence of new societies and cultures, as well as the spread of Bantu languages and customs. The Bantu migrations also had a significant economic impact. The Bantu-speaking peoples brought with them new technologies, such as ironworking and agriculture, which allowed them to increase their productivity and expand their territories. This increased productivity allowed them to establish trade networks and to engage in long-distance trade. This in turn led to the emergence of new economic systems, such as the use of money and the development of markets. The Bantu migrations also had a major political impact. The Bantu-speaking peoples established new states and kingdoms, which often competed with each other for resources and power. This competition led to the emergence of powerful states, such as the Kingdom of Congo and the Kingdom of Matapa. These states had a major influence on the development of African politics and society, and their legacy can still be seen today. The Bantu migrations had a profound impact on the development of African societies. They brought with them new technologies, cultures, and languages, which had a major impact on the development of African societies. They also had a major economic and political impact, leading to the emergence of powerful states and the development of new economic systems. The legacy of the Bantu migrations can still be seen today in the cultures, languages, and societies of sub-Saharan Africa. Main idea number 7. The Kingdom of Ghana. The Kingdom of Ghana was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Ghana. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The Kingdom of Ghana was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Ghana. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 8th century and lasted until the 13th century. It was one of the most powerful and influential states in West Africa during its time. The kingdom was known for its wealth, which was derived from the gold and salt trade. It was also known for its strong military, which was able to protect the kingdom from its enemies. The kingdom was ruled by a powerful king, who was supported by a council of elders. The kingdom was divided into provinces, each of which was ruled by a local chief. The kingdom was also known for its advanced system of government, which included a system of taxation and a system of justice. The kingdom was also known for its religious practices, which included the worship of traditional gods and the practice of ancestor worship. The Kingdom of Ghana was an important trading center in West Africa. It was a major hub for the trans-Saharan trade, which included the trade of gold, salt, and other goods. The kingdom was also known for its advanced architecture, which included the construction of large mud brick buildings. The kingdom was also known for its advanced system of writing, which was used to record laws and other important documents. The kingdom was also known for its advanced system of education, which included the teaching of mathematics, astronomy, and other sciences. The kingdom was also known for its advanced system of medicine, which included the use of herbal remedies and the practice of surgery. The Kingdom of Ghana was an important part of African history and culture. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. It was also a major trading center in West Africa and was known for its advanced systems of government, writing, education, and medicine. The Kingdom of Ghana was an important part of African history and culture, and its legacy still lives on today. Main idea number 8. The Kingdom of Mali. The Kingdom of Mali was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Mali. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The Kingdom of Mali was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Mali. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 13th century by the Mandinka people, who were led by Sundiata Keita. The kingdom was able to expand its territory and gain control of the gold and salt trade in the region. It was also able to establish diplomatic relations with other African kingdoms and with the Islamic Empire. The kingdom was ruled by a succession of powerful kings, including Mansa Musa, who is credited with making the kingdom one of the wealthiest in the world. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the Songhai Empire in the 16th century. The Kingdom of Mali was known for its advanced culture and its impressive architecture. The capital city of Niani was a center of learning and culture, and the kingdom was home to many great scholars and artists. The kingdom was also known for its strong military, which was able to protect the kingdom from invaders. The kingdom was also known for its religious tolerance, and it was home to both Muslims and non-Muslims. The kingdom was also known for its justice system, which was based on Islamic law. The Kingdom of Mali was an important part of African history and culture. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire and establish diplomatic relations with other African kingdoms. It was also known for its advanced culture and impressive architecture. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the Songhai Empire in the 16th century, but its legacy still lives on in the region today. Main idea number 9. The Kingdom of Songhai. The Kingdom of Songhai was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Niger. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The Kingdom of Songhai was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Niger. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 11th century by the Songhai people, who were a subgroup of the Saning people. The kingdom was ruled by a succession of powerful kings, who were able to expand the kingdom's territory and influence. The kingdom reached its peak in the 15th and 16th centuries, when it was one of the largest and most powerful states in West Africa. It was a major trading center, and its capital, Gao, was a major hub for the trans-Saharan trade. The kingdom was also known for its advanced culture and learning, and it was home to many scholars and poets. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the Moroccan army in 1591, and it was eventually absorbed into the larger Moroccan Empire. The Kingdom of Songhai was an important part of African history, and its legacy can still be seen today. Its culture and learning had a lasting impact on the region, and its influence can still be seen in the architecture, art, and literature of the region. The kingdom was also an important part of the trans-Saharan trade, and its legacy can still be seen in the trade routes that still exist today. The kingdom was also an important part of the spread of Islam in West Africa, and its legacy can still be seen in the Islamic culture and architecture of the region. The Kingdom of Songhai was an important part of African history, and its legacy can still be seen today. Main idea number 10. The Swahili Coast. The Swahili Coast was a region of East Africa that was heavily influenced by the Islamic world. It was a major center of trade and commerce, and its cities were major hubs of culture and learning. The Swahili Coast was a region of East Africa that was heavily influenced by the Islamic world. It was a major center of trade and commerce, and its cities were major hubs of culture and learning. The Swahili coast was home to a diverse population of people from different ethnic and religious backgrounds, including Arabs, Persians, Indians, and Africans. The region was also a major center of the slave trade, with many of its inhabitants being taken to the Middle East and India. The Swahili coast was also a major center of Islamic learning, with many of its cities having mosques and madrasas. The region was also home to a vibrant literary culture, with many of its inhabitants writing in Arabic, Persian, and Swahili. The Swahili coast was also a major center of art and architecture, with many of its cities having elaborate palaces and mosques. The region was also home to a vibrant music and dance culture, with many of its inhabitants playing traditional instruments and performing traditional dances. The Swahili coast was an important part of the history of East Africa, and its influence can still be seen today. Main idea number 11. The Kingdom of Congo. The Kingdom of Congo was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Angola. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The Kingdom of Congo was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Angola. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The kingdom was founded in the late 14th century by the Bakongo people, who had migrated from the north. The kingdom was ruled by a king, known as the Manikongo, who was believed to be descended from the gods. The kingdom was divided into provinces, each ruled by a provincial governor. The kingdom was a major trading center, trading with the Portuguese, Dutch, and British. It was also a major center of Christianity, with many of its people converting to the faith. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the Portuguese in the late 19th century, and was incorporated into the Portuguese Empire. The Kingdom of Congo was an important part of African history. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. It was also a major trading center, trading with the Portuguese, Dutch, and British. It was also a major center of Christianity, with many of its people converting to the faith. The kingdom was also a major cultural center, with its own language, music, and art. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the Portuguese in the late 19th century, and was incorporated into the Portuguese Empire. The legacy of the Kingdom of Congo lives on today. It is remembered as a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. It is also remembered as a major trading center, trading with the Portuguese, Dutch, and British. It is also remembered as a major center of Christianity, with many of its people converting to the faith. The kingdom is also remembered as a major cultural center, with its own language, music, and art. The legacy of the Kingdom of Congo lives on today, and it is an important part of African history. Main idea number 12. The Kingdom of Benin. The Kingdom of Benin was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Nigeria. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The Kingdom of Benin was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Nigeria. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 13th century and was ruled by the Oba, a divine king. The kingdom was known for its advanced political and social systems, as well as its impressive art and architecture. The kingdom was also known for its trade with Europeans, which included the export of ivory, pepper, and slaves. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the British in 1897, ending its independence. The kingdom was known for its impressive art and architecture, which included the famous Benin bronzes. These were cast bronze sculptures that depicted the Oba and other important figures in the kingdom. The kingdom was also known for its advanced political and social systems, which included a complex system of taxation and a powerful military. The kingdom was also known for its trade with Europeans, which included the export of ivory, pepper, and slaves. The Kingdom of Benin was an important part of African history and culture. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire and was known for its impressive art and architecture, advanced political and social systems, and its trade with Europeans. The kingdom was eventually conquered by the British in 1897, ending its independence. Main idea number 13. The Kingdom of Zimbabwe. The Kingdom of Zimbabwe was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Zimbabwe. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The Kingdom of Zimbabwe was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Zimbabwe. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 11th century by the Shona people, who were the dominant ethnic group in the region. The kingdom was ruled by a powerful monarch, known as the Mambo, who was supported by a complex system of chiefs and councils. The kingdom was able to maintain its independence until the late 19th century, when it was conquered by the British South Africa Company. The kingdom was renowned for its wealth and power, and its capital city of Great Zimbabwe was a major trading center. The kingdom was also known for its impressive stone architecture, which included the Great Enclosure, a massive stone wall that surrounded the city. The kingdom was also known for its advanced agricultural techniques, which allowed it to produce large amounts of food for its population. The Kingdom of Zimbabwe was an important part of African history and culture, and its legacy can still be seen in the region today. The kingdom was a powerful force in the region, and its influence can still be felt in the culture and traditions of the people of Zimbabwe. Main idea number 14. The Kingdom of Matapa. The Kingdom of Matapa was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Mozambique. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The Kingdom of Matapa was an ancient African kingdom that flourished in the region of modern-day Mozambique. It was a powerful kingdom that was able to resist the expansion of the Portuguese Empire. The kingdom was founded in the 15th century by the Mwenemutapa, a ruler of the Razwi Empire. The kingdom was known for its wealth and its trading activities, which included trading with the Portuguese and other European powers. The kingdom was also known for its strong military, which was able to repel Portuguese invasions. The kingdom was eventually defeated by the Portuguese in the 17th century, but its legacy lives on in the region. The kingdom was ruled by a powerful ruler known as the Mwenemutapa, who was believed to be descended from the gods. The Mwenemutapa was supported by a powerful council of advisors, known as the Mambo. The Mambo were responsible for advising the Mwenemutapa on matters of state and for ensuring that the kingdom was well governed. The kingdom was divided into provinces, each of which was ruled by a local ruler. The kingdom was also divided into clans, each of which was led by a chief. The kingdom was known for its wealth and its trading activities. The kingdom was able to acquire gold, ivory, and other valuable commodities from its trading partners. The kingdom was also known for its strong military, which was able to repel Portuguese invasions. The kingdom was eventually defeated by the Portuguese in the 17th century, but its legacy lives on in the region. The Kingdom of Matapa was an important part of African history and its legacy is still felt in the region today. The kingdom was a powerful force in the region and its legacy is still remembered by many. The kingdom was a powerful trading partner and its legacy is still seen in the region today. The kingdom was also a powerful military force and its legacy is still seen in the region today. Main idea number 15. The Trans-Saharan Trade. The Trans-Saharan Trade was a major trade route that connected the Mediterranean world with the African interior. It was a major source of wealth for African kingdoms, and it helped to spread Islam and other cultural influences throughout the continent. The Trans-Saharan trade was a major trade route that connected the Mediterranean world with the African interior. It was a major source of wealth for African kingdoms, and it helped to spread Islam and other cultural influences throughout the continent. The trade route was established in the 7th century, and it was used to transport goods such as gold, ivory, slaves, and salt. The trade route was also used to spread ideas and technologies, such as the use of the camel for transportation. The Trans-Saharan trade was a major factor in the development of African societies, and it helped to create a vibrant and diverse culture in the region. The Trans-Saharan trade was a major source of wealth for African kingdoms. The trade route was used to transport goods such as gold, ivory, slaves, and salt. These goods were highly sought after in the Mediterranean world, and they were exchanged for goods such as cloth, weapons, and horses. The trade route also helped to spread Islam and other cultural influences throughout the continent. The spread of Islam was particularly important, as it helped to create a unified culture in the region. The Trans-Saharan trade was a major factor in the development of African societies. The trade route helped to spread ideas and technologies, such as the use of the camel for transportation. It also helped to create a vibrant and diverse culture in the region. The trade route was a major source of wealth for African kingdoms, and it helped to spread Islam and other cultural influences throughout the continent. Main idea number 16. The Atlantic slave trade. The Atlantic slave trade was a major trade route that connected the Americas with Africa. It was a major source of wealth for European nations, and it had a devastating impact on African societies. The Atlantic slave trade was a major trade route that connected the Americas with Africa. It was a major source of wealth for European nations, and it had a devastating impact on African societies. The trade began in the 15th century, when Portuguese traders began to purchase slaves from African rulers. Over the next few centuries, the trade expanded to include other European nations, and the number of slaves taken from Africa increased dramatically. By the 19th century, millions of Africans had been taken from their homes and transported to the Americas, where they were forced to work in plantations and mines. The effects of the Atlantic slave trade were far-reaching and long-lasting. It disrupted African societies, caused economic and political instability, and led to the displacement of millions of people. It also had a profound impact on the development of the Americas, as the enslaved Africans provided the labor that was essential for the growth of the region's economies. The Atlantic slave trade was a major factor in the development of the modern world. It provided the economic foundation for the growth of the European empires, and it had a profound impact on the development of the Americas. The trade also had a devastating effect on African societies, as millions of people were taken from their homes and forced into slavery. The legacy of the Atlantic slave trade continues to be felt today, as the descendants of those who were taken from Africa still face the effects of the trade. Main idea number 17. The scramble for Africa. The scramble for Africa was a period of intense competition between European nations for control of the African continent. It was a major factor in the colonization of Africa, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. The scramble for Africa was a period of intense competition between European nations for control of the African continent. It began in the late 19th century, when European powers sought to expand their empires and gain access to the continent's resources. The competition was fierce, and the European powers used a variety of tactics to gain control of African territories. These included military force, economic pressure, and diplomatic negotiations. The scramble for Africa had a major impact on the development of African societies, as it led to the establishment of colonial rule in many parts of the continent. It also had a profound effect on the political, economic, and social structures of African societies, as the European powers sought to impose their own systems of government and economic exploitation. The scramble for Africa also had a major impact on the cultural and religious life of African societies, as the European powers sought to impose their own values and beliefs on the African people. The scramble for Africa was a major factor in the colonization of Africa, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. The European powers sought to gain control of African territories in order to exploit their resources and to gain access to markets. This led to the establishment of colonial rule in many parts of the continent, and it had a profound effect on the political, economic, and social structures of African societies. The European powers also sought to impose their own systems of government and economic exploitation on the African people, and this had a major impact on the cultural and religious life of African societies. The scramble for Africa had a major impact on the development of African societies, and it is an important part of the history of the continent. Main idea number 18. The colonial period. The colonial period was a period of intense exploitation of African resources by European powers. It was a major factor in the underdevelopment of African societies, and it had a major impact on the development of African nations. The colonial period was a period of intense exploitation of African resources by European powers. It was a major factor in the underdevelopment of African societies, and it had a major impact on the development of African nations. European powers sought to gain control of African resources, such as land, minerals, and labor, in order to further their own economic and political interests. This led to the establishment of colonial regimes in many parts of Africa, which were characterized by oppressive and exploitative policies. These policies included the imposition of taxes, the forced labor of African people, and the suppression of African culture and traditions. The colonial period also saw the introduction of new forms of economic exploitation, such as the slave trade, which had devastating effects on African societies. The legacy of the colonial period is still felt in many African countries today, as the effects of exploitation and underdevelopment continue to be felt. The colonial period also saw the introduction of new forms of political control, such as indirect rule, which allowed European powers to maintain control over African societies without having to directly administer them. This form of rule was often used to maintain the status quo and to prevent African people from challenging the colonial order. The colonial period also saw the introduction of new forms of social control, such as the segregation of African people from Europeans, and the imposition of racial hierarchies. These policies had a major impact on the development of African societies, and they continue to be felt today. The colonial period was a period of immense suffering for African people, and it had a major impact on the development of African nations. However, it also saw the emergence of new forms of resistance, such as the Pan-African movement, which sought to challenge the colonial order and to promote the rights of African people. The legacy of the colonial period is still felt in many African countries today, and it is important to remember the struggles of African people during this period in order to ensure that the mistakes of the past are not repeated. Main idea number 19. The decolonization period. The decolonization period was a period of intense struggle for independence by African nations. It was a major factor in the development of African nations, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. The decolonization period was a period of intense struggle for independence by African nations. It began in the 1950s and lasted until the early 1990s, when the last of the African colonies gained independence. During this period, African nations fought for their freedom from colonial rule, and many of them achieved it. This period was marked by a number of significant events, including the formation of the Organization of African Unity, OAU, in 1963, the Pan-African Conference in 1964, and the African Liberation Day in 1975. It was also a period of great social and political change, as African nations sought to create new forms of government and to develop their own economic and social systems. The decolonization period was a time of great upheaval and transformation in African societies. It was a period of intense struggle for independence, and it had a major impact on the development of African nations. During this period, African nations sought to create new forms of government and to develop their own economic and social systems. This period also saw the emergence of a number of African leaders, such as Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, and Nelson Mandela, who played a major role in the struggle for independence. The decolonization period was a major factor in the development of African nations, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. It was a period of great social and political change, and it was a time of great upheaval and transformation in African societies. The decolonization period was a period of intense struggle for independence, and it had a major impact on the development of African nations. Main idea number 20. The post-colonial period. The post-colonial period was a period of intense struggle for economic and political development by African nations. It was a major factor in the development of African nations, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. The post-colonial period was a period of intense struggle for economic and political development by African nations. It was a major factor in the development of African nations, and it had a major impact on the development of African societies. During this period, African nations sought to gain independence from colonial powers and to establish their own governments and economies. This period saw the emergence of new African leaders and the emergence of new African nations. It also saw the emergence of new African ideologies and the emergence of new African cultures. The post-colonial period was a time of great change and transformation in African societies. It saw the emergence of new political systems and the emergence of new economic systems. It also saw the emergence of new social and cultural systems. This period saw the emergence of new forms of education and the emergence of new forms of healthcare. It also saw the emergence of new forms of communication and the emergence of new forms of media. The post-colonial period was a time of great progress and development in African societies. It saw the emergence of new industries and the emergence of new technologies. It also saw the emergence of new forms of transportation and the emergence of new forms of communication. This period saw the emergence of new forms of government and the emergence of new forms of law. It also saw the emergence of new forms of art and the emergence of new forms of literature. The post-colonial period was a time of great struggle and hardship for African nations. It saw the emergence of new forms of oppression and the emergence of new forms of exploitation. It also saw the emergence of new forms of poverty and the emergence of new forms of inequality. This period saw the emergence of new forms of violence and the emergence of new forms of discrimination. It also saw the emergence of new forms of racism and the emergence of new forms of xenophobia. The post-colonial period was a time of great progress and development in African societies. It saw the emergence of new forms of political and economic systems and the emergence of new forms of social and cultural systems. It also saw the emergence of new forms of education and the emergence of new forms of healthcare. This period saw the emergence of new forms of communication and the emergence of new forms of media. It also saw the emergence of new forms of government and the emergence of new forms of law.